Hello and welcome to The Big Fight, a show that is young at 21, the oldest running debate show on Indian news television. I'm Sanket Upadhyay. After a gap of over 2 months, there have been alarming trends being reported from Maharashtra and Kerala. New mutations, inborn mutations, are now being discovered. There are as many as 240 till last count. Certainly the worst is not over. In fact, there is fear that if we do not step in quick, a third wave could be here. The idea behind this broadcast is not to scare our viewers, no, but to make them aware that the worst is still not behind us and we cannot relax. While the Maharashtra government has imposed certain new restrictions, the permanent solution to this is a vaccine. And that process, unfortunately, is very slow. Now, if you consider absolute numbers, then yes, we are doing a good job. But when you see this number in proportion to our population, then there is a big reason to worry. We started the year with vaccine hesitancy, but why is there now vaccination hesitancy? Many politicians, even doctors, say, throw open the process of vaccination to private players, get in more doses, widen the ambit, then what is stopping us? Vaccine piles run the risk of going waste in some states, as they're warned, who are demanding that the next phase be advanced. So what's really stopping us? On The Big Fight tonight, we ask, is it time to speed up the vaccination process? Also on the show, Shiv Sena MP Priyanka Chaturvedi writes to the health minister asking to explore the possibility of private sector entering the process of vaccination. She's going to join us in just a short moment. And later on the show, we ask the man who's responsible for developing the technological backbone for a mass rollout, Ram Sevak Sharma. Dr. Sharma tells us whether it is the Cowin system and its glitches holding us back, or perhaps a go-ahead from the government. Let us begin The Big Fight. I have with me our first two guests, Dr. Shekhar C. Mande, Director General CSIR and Secretary DSIR. Thank you very much, Dr. Mande. And Dr. Randeep Guleria, Director of the All India Institute of Medical Sciences. Thank you very much, gentlemen. Dr. Guleria, let me begin with you. You've been regularly speaking on our shows where you're saying, take the vaccine. If there'll be a better vaccine tomorrow, go get that jab as well. But right now, what will protect you is the vaccine. So are you not worried that the process of this vaccine reaching people is slow?
So we need to really increase the pace as far as vaccination is concerned. I think the first part of the vaccine trial was trying to see that it's doable and that it's can be rolled out and building confidence among people that it's safe. Considering the fact that many people have now taken the second dose. But I do agree that now we need to move to a pace where we can really increase the number of people who can be vaccinated by increasing the vaccination sites and being able to see how we can develop a good public-private partnership in terms of vaccination. This is already being done. Many private hospitals have already been enrolled into the vaccination drive. But I think we need to go into the next phase, which is the challenging phase, and that needs to be worked out, of the 27 crore individuals who are over the age of 50 who need to be vaccinated. Hmm. This is a huge task because the number of doses that we need are going to be huge, and it's going to require a really mammoth arrangement, which is what is being done. And I am very confident that hopefully in the next few days, we should be able to roll that out and be able to start really increasing the number of people that we start vaccinating.
But Dr. Guleria, do you think that we wasted crucial time? I mean, yes, there has to be a technological backbone with the Cowin app, which has to be foolproof, and we'll eventually get there. But the point is, India has vaccinated people much before apps existed, much before internet existed. So, the virus is not going to wait. App can continue to get developed. Do you think that process could have been expedited?
So there are very many issues in this. First of all, this is a vaccine which needs two doses, and therefore it needs to be done in an equitable manner so that everyone gets the two doses, and it's not that one person gets one dose and then the second dose gets missed out. So that needs to be built in a mechanism, and that could have been done manually, but obviously considering the technological advantages, it's easier to do it using a technological backbone. Hmm. Secondly, the most important thing is that unlike previous vaccines, we have to look at what is available and the demand. So the demand supply doesn't really go hand in hand. Mm-hmm. Currently, what we are seeing is the supply to some extent is limited. The demand is much more. And that is why prioritization has been done. If that was not the case, in case we had no issues as far as the supply was concerned and it matched the demand or it was more than the demand, then it could have been opened up and it could have been allowed to be available in let's say in pharmacies, or it could be bought off the shelf as for the influenza vaccine. Currently, we haven't reached the state because we are in a situation where the supply is less than the demand. I've just said that we will need, if we are going to vaccinate 30 crore individuals and they need two doses, we need 60 crore doses. That amount of doses is actually more than what currently would be available being manufactured by many,
but
many...
But right now, Dr. Guleria, what you seem to be mentioning right now and what is the reality right now on the ground are in sharp contrast, because you've got states like Tamil Nadu and Chhattisgarh who have cited vaccine wastage and they want the initiation of phase 3. Health Ministry data shows that Punjab had used only 20.5% of the Covishield supplied between 14th January and February 1, and Tamil Nadu only 16.42% between January 16 and February 9. So here is a case where, far from shortage, vaccine is being wasted.
Yes, so I think what we need to do is open it up in a manner that that it's not misused, it's not really sold in a black market and things like that. But we have to develop a strategy so that vaccine is not wasted, and those who really are willing or want to get the vaccine can really come up and take it. So a mechanism that you could, you know, if you are you fit into the priority list, you could actually register yourself online, you get an appointment and you can just come to the vaccination site and get vaccinated. That is a mechanism which I think is being developed, and I'm, like I said, hopefully it will get rolled out in the next few days, so that more and more people get into the whole vaccine program. Because I do understand what you're saying. There are people who are wanting to get the vaccine but are not able to get it. And there are doctors who are hesitant to take the vaccine, although it is there for them. And this is creating a big discordance in terms of the doses available and the people coming
forward. The one positive over here, Dr. Mande, is that for all those who you and Dr. Guleria were trying to convince, and there was vaccine hesitancy, the vaccine, naysayers, all of them seem to say, well, now we trust the vaccine. Give it to us. Make it available. It's the other way around, within a month. So I would say this is a huge achievement, but now we need the vaccine. Dr. Mande, I want to ask you, you know, from the vaccine's point of view, vaccine development point of view, we know that there are these various mutations. Now in parts of Maharashtra, there are inborn mutations that are being spoken about that spread faster. Do you think that it becomes all the more important for at least those vaccines which government claims or scientists claim are effective on a cross-section of the mutations to be available and data about them be made public? For instance, Bharat Biotech.
Yes, so I think from the science perspective, it's always a good idea to vaccinate as many people at as quickly as possible, because that reduces the risk of transmissions. And every time you reduce the risk of transmission, it reduces the risk of accumulating mutations. And therefore, it's important all over the world, not only in India, to have as many people vaccinated as possible so that we don't allow the virus to mutate as it has been doing. Now, having said that, there are different vaccines that are actually being given. And in India, actually, we have two very different strategies. One is the adenovirus and spike protein base, that is the Serum Institute, and the Bharat Biotech, which is the heat-killed virus. Both of them, actually, we hope would be as effective on the mutants as what we expect them to be. I mean, there is no reason to believe at this moment that the vaccines are not effective against the mutants.
No, Dr. Mande, all I wanted to understand from you is that the purpose of expediting or breaking the norm of giving clearances to the vaccine was because we did not have a lot of time. I remember Dr. Guleria saying this over and over again on all the programs, that we have to think of out-of-the-box solutions. Dr. V.K. Paul also said the same. So as part of the very same out-of-the-box solution, do you think that very crucial number of days are being wasted as of this moment, especially when now newer and newer mutations are being reported, inborn mutations?
I don't think so. I think Dr. Guleria actually said quite correctly is that our capacity is full right now of vaccine production, and as many vaccines are being produced are being actually distributed according to the priorities that have been defined. So we have already vaccinated about 1 crore people today, which is itself is a good achievement. And people are actually being offered in the priority list if they would like to get vaccinated. And vaccines are actually being provided to them, whosoever is actually willing to take those vaccines. So in that sense, it's a good progress till now.
Okay. And Dr. Mande, my final question. Do you think that information and, prioritizing of emergency use of vaccines like Sputnik V, which is going to be made by Dr. Reddy's in India, all of that process now needs to be expedited for emergency use? Of course, keeping all the checks and balances in place.
I think that's what you're saying is in a way right, that with proper checks and balances, if you're actually able to evaluate very quickly the data that is provided by Sputnik V, and perhaps we actually can do a very quick bridging trial. So the bridging trial actually demands today is about, I believe Dr. Gulirai may correct me, is about 600 people that we actually look at the effect of those. And if that can be actually conducted very quickly, there is no reason that, and if the results are encouraging, there is no reason that that should not get emergency approval as well.
Okay. All right. Dr. Gulerya as well as Dr. Mande, thank you very much for joining us for your opening comments. Thank you very much. It's always very important to listen to your views. Let me now introduce Dr. Sareen, Director ILBS, and Dr. T.P. Lahane, Director of Medical Education and Research in Maharashtra. We'll also be joined in just a short moment by Dr. J. Radhakrishnan, the Tamil Nadu Health Secretary, and Dr. Shahid Jamil, Director, Trivedi School of Biosciences. Thank you very much. Dr. Sareen, let's begin with you now. The cases are rising in Maharashtra, right, after a period of 70 days. It's only a matter of time because roads are open, trains are open, flights are running, that these cases will come into Delhi, these mutations will go into Uttar Pradesh, spread all over the country. Do you or do you not feel that we started off on a good note? What the government wanted to convince people about the vaccine, that thought was right in its first place, and now it seems to be failing in that very, very thought, that let's get vaccinated quickly.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I think we started in a good note. We had the approvals on January 3rd and we were expected to start fast, but we started on 16th of January. So we had probably lost a little while of time. Initial 16th January onwards, we would have probably taken 2 weeks or so, so that the people get convinced and the vaccination process is set in place. Now I think we have enough experience, and if we have a target of 300 million to be done by August, and we have done just about 10 million in about 4 weeks plus, I think we need to speed up at least six times more. That means about 60 million per month, so that we can reach to 300 million in about next 6 months. The problem is probably is of the implementation. I think if I was having some ideas, every small, big concern can be given a option of enrolling their own and just send it over. There could be 300, 500 such large organizations who enroll people and they are ready. The day we have more vaccine, which I think we are having now, and more vaccination sites, we have to concurrently run across the country. We have to speed up because we are wasting, in a way, some time which can be crucial. The cases are rising, and you rightly said they can spread all across. So I think it's a time to run rather than to walk fast. Second part is the mutant virus, which can, and this is the nature of the virus, but how can you stop it? This is going to change. This is going to mutate. So the vaccination has to be faster, and our salvation is together. It is not a one person, one state, or one city. It's of the country. So all of us have to move faster and find newer avenues, newer options that we can work faster. So I think involvement of private sector, yeah, involvement of small town doctors, involvement of districts,
correct,
is actually must the way out.
Okay. Dr. Lahane, I want to come to you now. What do you think is the problem that one is suddenly facing in Maharashtra? Why do you think that there has been this sudden spurt? By the way, Maharashtra has always been top of the charts as far as the contributor to the national COVID tally is concerned, right? But even now, it seems that you have not been able to contain, or that lovely, fantastic downwards trend has now been breached again. Why do you think this has started happening? What do you attribute this to?
If you see the before 16th, it means it has started from the 16th of the this February. The number of the cases started increasing in few districts. That is in Amravati, in Yavatmal, and in Akola, and now few cases in Pune and Mumbai. See, if you see the any pandemic or epidemic, that is the nature of the virus. So in that you get ups and downs always. So here it is, I think the if you see from March onward, in every month it was not an, in the up position or in down position. It comes up, goes down, comes up, goes down. And here there is a increase is seen in the three districts. I think that maybe it is a just an, you can say, it is a virus, that property of the virus that causes such disease. Secondly, another thing is, use of the mask, as the it was going down, because of that the people are not using the mask, or the you can say the sanitization and the distancing. So many marriages were there, so that might be the one of the cause we are thinking.
Okay, Dr. Lani, do stay on with us. Dr. Shahid Jameel, director of the Trivedi School of Biosciences at the Ashoka University, is also with us. Dr. Jameel, let's talk about vaccines, because, you know, we can talk about masks and people and systems being a little lax. But see, the larger point over here is that if you have a vaccine, then a lot of this worry will be taken care of. Now, as far as the vaccination process is concerned, where do you stand? Do you feel that we have, would you agree that we have wasted crucial time after starting off on a positive note?
Well, no, I don't think so. I think it's also a question of the availability of vaccine doses. And I was listening to Dr. Vinod Paul yesterday, and he made it very clear that the vaccination is on schedule as per, you know, the planning of the government. And, you know, we have to understand that this is a vaccine that has to be taken in two shots, spread across at least 4 weeks. So, you know, it's not a magic bullet that is, you know, you just give one shot and it'll be over. It will take time. Yes, we started off well. We have picked up speed. The number of vaccination sites have increased. So let's have a little patience here. And no, the other thing I would emphasize is that anytime you roll out a vaccine in this large numbers, the virus is not sitting quiet. I mean, this is an evolutionary arms race, really. The virus will also respond to the vaccine and will mutate. And some of those variants will get selected. So all this will happen.
Correct. But Dr. Jameel, see, the point is very different. You're saying that there is a process, the system is in place, and there is a supply issue, all sorts of things. We heard Dr. Guleria say the same thing. But the point is, see, the virus is not going to understand this, Dr. Jameel. And now if we have this third wave, which is rising, I mean, you ask people in Maharashtra or the government functionaries in Kerala or Maharashtra, and even Tamil Nadu, we have the Tamil Nadu Health Secretary with us, Dr. Radhakrishnan. There are many states who are now appealing to the center that please let's advance the date. In fact, there is a case where vaccines are going waste in many states because there are not enough people, Dr. Jameel.
Well, I don't know about that, but, you know, I would really urge people to continue to wear masks. I mean, just because vaccines are there doesn't mean that, you know, overnight this problem will disappear. You know, it will take time. So continue to protect yourself, continue to protect everyone else. I think just like there is a government responsibility here, there's also a private responsibility, and there's also a social responsibility here.
I agree.
Are we adhering to that?
No, I agree with that. But again, I mean, these in a social responsibility, getting the jab, my only responsibility will be to go and get it, right? But for that, it has to be available. And yes, all other precautions need to be taken. Very quickly, Dr. Radhakrishnan is also with us. Dr. Radhakrishnan, Tamil Nadu is one of the states who have actually sought a nod from the center for phase 3 jab in Feb, not in March, but in February. Why do you want that? Why do you feel the need?
See, the challenge which Tamil Nadu has been facing is that, you know, we have now reached 3.5 lakh people we have vaccinated. There has been, you know, we actually have to follow, and we are following the operational guidelines which the government of India has given. Healthcare workers, frontline workers, whether it is police, revenue, or even election-related officials, Government of India has permitted for Tamil Nadu. But still, what we find is that, you know, the session site has been made flexible. We can keep more number of sessions. Vaccines are available. But still, the people coming in, and we have, they've also asked us to, you know, seek more people. Suppose if I have to have a session of 100, we sometimes even call 500, and we use local means to motivate them. Still, there is a bit of vaccine avoidance. I will not call it hesitancy, because 3.5 lakh people have done. Conservatively, some people still want to avoid. So we feel that that number, actually, it has been incorrectly reported there is a wastage. In every session, maybe 1.5 to 2 doses of 0.5 ml do get wasted. But the time wasted of the session is what we feel we should utilize. And more so, because there are a number of active elderly population who are seeking that, we should use this opportunity. You permit us, we will wait till afternoon. If you feel that, you know, the later people have not come, then they should be permitted. That is what we have been requesting. Government of India has said that, you know, in the middle of March or early March, they will give us permission. We are saying that we, as far as identity is concerned and accountability is concerned, we should ensure that that is going through proper portals, and for that, necessary clearances have to come.
Yeah,
our interest is to ensure that this time is utilized, and considering that some of the states are having these challenges, and even in
Tamil Nadu, you know, why I ask you this question, Dr. Radhakrishnan, is because I've got figures from Tamil Nadu, where you know, data shows that the of the Covishield supplied between 16th of January and February 9, Tamil Nadu was only able to use 16.42%. In fact, in the same time period, Tamil Nadu had used 1.8% of Covaxin doses supplied. These are very, very low numbers. That means you have the vaccines and you're not using them.
See, there are peculiarities with regard to Tamil Nadu. We have actually already clarified that we started right bang in the middle of Pongal vacations. And, you know, always Tamil Nadu has this habit of starting earlier rotavirus and all, but now we have, every day we are doing 20,000. But having said that, I am very honest about it, is that, you know, not all health workers. In fact, I want to clarify that also. There is an impression that all elderly population, you know, 30 crore, will be taking vaccine. That also might not happen. So now that we have a willing set of people who are active and who have comorbidity and who are also elderly, who are anyways later to start by middle of March, that's what the indication we get. Why don't we permit them to utilize this
happen now?
Yes.
Correct. Absolutely. Dr. Jameel, let me quickly come back to you. You heard the experience, the first-hand ground experience of Dr. Radhakrishnan, who's saying that if you give me permission in the second week or the first week of March, we would still be wasting about 8-10 days. I mean, this time can be utilized. Do you think that this, just like we went for an out-of-the-box decision with the emergency use authorization of these vaccines, the time is now to do the same again?
No, definitely. I think the time is right to vaccinate, because the cases are down. And this is really the right time to vaccinate and keep the cases down. We should not waste time. I do agree with that. So whatever needs to be done to enhance the,
sure,
our ability to give vaccines should be done.
Okay, Dr. Sareen, now here are a few of the suggestions that have come in from experts, and I want to know your opinion, all you gentlemen who are proficient in this field. Where do you stand on this issue? Number one, to start the pace or increase the pace of the vaccinations on an emergency basis. We can put out these graphics also on screen. And immediately start with the private sector involvement to vaccinate those above 50. Point number two, Sputnik V vaccine has been peer-reviewed by Lancet, and its efficacy has been shown to be outstanding. Dr. Reddy is the partner in India. Can the process to clear this in India not be speeded up, of course, with all the due diligence? Number three, Bharat Biotech's Covaxin is a potential savior against mutant strains, as the government claims it is. Can we finally get even preliminary efficacy data to show how well it works? Will Covaxin prove to be the potential savior? On these points, Dr. Sareen, where do you stand?
Yes, I already said we need to speed up at least 6 times the current pace. And like we were doing for the COVID patients, we had huge tents and others where people were kept even up to the capacity of 10,000 in pavilions. That's what Germany has done. They have converted aerodromes into vaccination sites. So clearly we need to move, and we have now confidence. Large hospitals can take more than 100 patients, 100 subjects to in fact 1,000, 2,000 a day vaccination. So speed up. The second part is the current vaccination by Bharat Biotech is good. I feel so, because this has a complete inactivated virus, and therefore this vaccine should be good enough.
Sure.
We have also an issue whether we should do it faster in states. I think anywhere people who can be registered, even if by any mechanism,
yeah,
we should get them registered.
Well said.
And these vaccines, especially the ones which we have in India, should be effective against all strains because it has the complete virus. Coming to the Sputnik, I have read both the papers in Lancet, and I do feel that this also has a huge potential, and once the DCGI approves this vaccine,
correct,
this should be equally efficacious for Indian populations. But we have to move faster. Every day matters for us.
Yeah. Dr. Lahane, where do you stand on this issue? These two or three things that we spoke about?
In the issue, I think as the number is increasing, I think emergency permission to the vaccine should be given. About the co-vaccine, yes. We have done the study in the third phase, that is 436 cases,
mm-hmm,
and definitely it is working very well.
Okay.
It means it is giving rise the antibodies that we have seen.
No, on mutant than strains also.
We have not done the strain. See, we have done what we were doing the study. In that study, we have seen the antibodies. Those now about the strains which are now, another strains are coming. The study, we are not doing that. Maybe ICMR might be doing.
Hmm.
But yes, it was in the third phase, it was working. So
okay,
whatever the vaccines, even the Sputnik or the new vaccine which is coming from the serum, it should be, I think, we are going as per the central government, whatever
sure
the advice is.
Sure.
So we are in the second phase now. But third phase, we should start early. And we must, I think, vaccinate the people who are above 50. And
I think the mood is very clear. No expert here says that we must stay back or hold ourselves back to any procedure or any timeline. Everybody seems to suggest that if the need of the hour is to advance these deadlines, and that needs to be done because it will benefit all. Thank you very much to all you four gentlemen. We are stopping for a short break at this moment. When we come back, we'll speak to Shiv Sena MP Priyanka Chaturvedi, who has also written a letter to Dr. Harshvardhan to this effect, where she says that get in the private players. And we also speak to Dr. R.S. Sharma, who tells us about this technological backbone and how robust it is for the rollout of the vaccine. The big fight continues on the other side. Okay, Member Parliament from Rajya Sabha for the Shiv Sena, Priyanka Chaturvedi, is now with us. Priyanka, good evening. You wrote a letter to Dr. Harshvardhan, the Health Minister. Would you like to tell our viewers what are the contents of this letter, and why do you feel that private players must now be allowed to vaccinate?
Sanket, from my point of view, as a constructive opposition which democracy demands, I thought it is important that we revisit our vaccine strategy. While we are manufacturing vaccines in India, we are taking pride that over 338 crore worth of vaccine has been exported under the Vaccine Maitri initiative started by MEA. We have managed to cover 1 crore population. Kudos to them for that. However, there is a 30 crore population target to be completed by the month of June. If we go at this pace, we will take another 30 months to be able to vaccinate the target set by the government of India. That in itself is talking about a long delay, especially when there are new strains coming in. We are seeing a rise in COVID numbers. I believe during the lockdown also, when RT-PCR was regularized, we had higher priced RT-PCR tests happening, fewer tests happening. And the minute we allowed private players to get in, the prices crashed. We had more access. Citizens had more access. And we could open up RT-PCR testing for people at large. The same should work with the vaccine now. If you regulate the vaccine distribution, what you're going to create is a space where people who have access to influential networks, who have the money to get priority, to jump the queue under, while we continue to look at the noble cause of frontline warriors, there are many who are jumping the queue and are getting vaccinated. So to avoid that, and again, our you know, people who are lesser privileged will continue to have no access to vaccine. You're again creating an inequity amongst the people of this country that we saw during the lockdown. So it is important that we and private players, when we talk about private players, how can one forget Lok Sabha speech of the Prime Minister, who was praising them no end, who said that they have been the backbone of India's progress story. So how can you, when you're doing something where private-public partnership can benefit people at large, then I think we should pool all our resources and have all hands on board and all hands on deck to be able to ensure that there is no inequity, there is equal distribution, and everyone has access to the vaccine.
Okay. All right, Priyanka, many thanks for this intervention. Let's just hope that the government is listening, because obviously this remains a matter of huge concern, particularly in your state, in Maharashtra, where cases are on the rise once again. Thank you very much, Priyanka Chaturvedi. She's written a letter. Let's hope that the government responds. Welcome back to The Big Fight. So, certain spike we're seeing in certain pockets of COVID-19. And amid all of this, there is a growing concern as to why we are not vaccinating enough. Are we now reaching a position where, from vaccine hesitancy, we are going into the vaccination process hesitancy? But what about the whole process? To discuss the process, we have with us the chair of the Empowered Panel on COVID-19 Vaccination, Mr. Ram Sevak Sharma. Dr. Sharma, thank you so much for joining us on NDTV. My first question to you is, the health ministry says that there is a sort of a cutoff for all the health workers for the vaccination to be completed by the 6th of March. Am I to assume, Dr. Sharma, that you shall be prepared for a rollout of the next phase by the 7th of March?
Yes, Sanket, you know, first of all, the question relating to numbers, etc., I will not be able to answer.
Sure.
Because my job is essentially to ensure that there is a robust, technology backbone which will support the vaccination and at a scale. And to that, I can say that the backbone is absolutely ready. And we will be able to take any numbers which may come to the system. Let me also say that the approach will be, you know, people-centric, and as I had said some time back to your channel, that people will be able to, you know, make an appointment, register themselves on the system, and then choose a center of their choice for vaccination and choose a date of their choice. So it is going to be, you know, quite different, because currently we have the health workers and the frontline workers who are essentially like a captive audience. So we had their data, and then, you know, we were inviting them and they were coming and things were happening. Now, when it goes to the population scale, then the approach will be quite different.
Dr. Sharma, would you like to tell us what the approach is going to be? We have a rough idea of what you told us last time around, but there are growing concerns of this process being painfully slow.
No, this process is not will be painfully slow. It is a very simple process where you will be able to register yourself on Arogya Setu app or through a call center or through a portal. There will be multiple channels through which you can make appointment, and thereafter you can schedule your appointment also on the centers near you. And once you go to the center, then you will have to obviously authenticate your identity and your, of course, the eligibility criteria, whatever the government keeps, and which is, you know, whether people with the age of 50 or more, or people with age 60 or more, whatever the criteria is, you have to satisfy that criteria. And obviously that will be satisfied by either you produce a driving license or a passport or an Aadhaar, which all these documents have your age proof, your, you know, sort of name and other things. So that will be your authentication process. And then you will be vaccinated.
But Dr. Sharma, when
and
is this
the certificate
going
will
to
be
begin?
Issued after each vaccination.
Dr. Sharma, when is this process
that
going to
question
begin?
I, as I said to you, is as I said, this is not you know, this is not my domain, so to say. I am responsible for technology and I have built
okay,
that system wherever the government
Dr. Sharma, then let me frame
you know, decides
my question
that
in
this
a
is the date
way.
From which
yeah, let me frame my question in a different way.
Yes, please.
How soon do you think your system or your backbone or this technological mechanism will be ready to deliver on this challenge when it is thrown open for
it is,
everyone?
It is already ready. It's absolutely ready. That's what I was saying to you, that this thing is ready, and we are doing the internal testing of all these you know, sort of systems. For example, there are three, four components of this system, if I can kind of briefly describe. One is the system of appointments and scheduling. Another is the system of, you know, facility management, whereby the facilities will be able to manage their timetable of the vaccination, their, you know, capacity of the vaccination. And the third is essentially the verification and vaccination at the point of vaccination site. And the fourth is issuance of the certificate after the first vaccination, first dose, and then finally after second dose. All these four components are ready. Two of them are already functioning, which is the verification and the certification. And the other two are getting, you know, they are ready and we are testing them in-house.
Sure. But Dr. Sharma, you know, I'm sure you're aware and you answered this question last time also on glitches that existed in the system. Whenever there is a new system, there are certain glitches. What is the position right now? Because even now you've got MPs and various other concerned citizens writing in that these COVID glitches are a matter of great concern, that there are technical glitches that are being reported from, say, Maharashtra, from elsewhere, even now, as late as the 15th of February.
No, Sanket. Let me answer that question. I think this is very relevant. I can say that yes, when the Honorable Prime Minister launched that program on 16th of January, then for a couple of days there were glitches in the system, and it is quite natural, as I had said before also, that when you introduce a new system, there may be some, you know, small problems here and there which were fixed. Now I can say with guarantee that there are no glitches. Now what you are hearing or what is being reported in the media essentially are the data related issues. So as an example, if you did not enter the data, or if you did not really make an entry when the person came for the first time for the vaccination, right, the system does not know that this person has been vaccinated once, okay? And when the next time this person comes, then you start saying that the software is not allowing me to give the second dose. Obviously, system is working by the rule that the difference between the first dose and second dose should be 28 days or more. And if a person who has been given first dose will only be allowed to be given second dose.
Sure.
Now,
right.
If the system does not have the information relating to first dose, obviously it will not allow. So essentially what is happening, Sanket, is people are confusing the data related problems with the software glitches. That's
okay. So having said that, Dr. Sharma, since you are a man of technology, let me ask you, this is a country which has done various mass vaccination programs in the past, much before apps even came into existence. Now, I'm not saying we go back to the, you know, to the era of the dial-up modem, you know, just as a point of conversation. But the point is, you know, time is of essence. Time is real estate right now. So while we are trying to fix the app, why can't we go back to a tried and tested government mechanism of opening up the process of vaccination, and you can continue to fix this app simultaneously? Because see, we're wasting time.
No, Sanket, I told you this app is completely, No, 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 sir. The app is already fixed. I told you that on 16th January, the whole thing was, you know, the Prime Minister launched the program and the app's glitches were fixed in the next 2-3 days. Now there are absolutely no glitches. So I don't know how you are drawing the conclusion that the we are busy fixing the gaps. There are no gaps at all. You know, and number one. Number two, please understand, this is not immunization. You know, this is actually a many multifold, you know, scale higher problem, larger problem. It's a problem of a magnitude higher than you know, whatever we have done in the past. We have, you know, our population, 1.3 billion people, and even if you take out the people with 50 years plus, that number also is of the 270 million, 300 million. Now that part, and when you are going to have two doses, and there is a, you know, accountability issue that the person who has had one dose of one particular medicine, correct, vaccine, the same vaccine has to be administered to him next time.
Correct.
So you can't manage this without use of technology.
Correct.
So
while I agree with that, Dr.
Some
Sharma,
kind of
I agree with what you're saying. I agree with what you're saying, Dr. Sharma, but sometimes, you know, technology is to help us and facilitate the process. Will there be a system embedded here that, say, for instance, if there is a glitch, it can happen. See, because humans are going to use this technology, can there be an override? For instance, someone who can authorize an override, something that can override this app?
And any technology applications, technologies, as you very rightly say, are made for facilitating the process. Technologies are made to effectively and efficiently implement policies. Technologies are not made to ensure that, you know, those policies, technology does not obstruct these policies and should not obstruct the policies. And lastly, exception management must exist in every kind of technology, because you are very right, you know, things can fail, connectivity may not be there, or some other things may happen. And, you know, we are a country of a very, very diverse nature. There are places where you have all kinds of connectivity. There are places where there is a lack of connectivity. And therefore, you have to have an override. I completely agree with you. And you have to have, so essentially, technology should facilitate you.
Absolutely.
Technology should not really obstruct you. Now, and there should always be a mechanism for you know, overriding or, absolutely.
Sure. My last two questions, Dr. Sharma. I'm asking this question again with great responsibility, because a lot of people are waiting for vaccination process to be expedited or the speed to come in. Our current average is 3 lakh vaccinations per day. Obviously, we are vaccinating the frontline workers. To be able to achieve our vaccination target of 30 crores, say in a period of 6 months, we would have to be in a situation where we vaccinate about 20 lakh people a day. Do you think that your app will be ready to be able to deliver this?
Absolutely. App will not be a constraint. Let me also inform you that 10 years back, you know, as early as in 2010-11, this country had done Aadhaar enrollment. And we were doing 2 million enrollments per day. And the technology supported that. So that is not a question at all. While, you know, you might, you know, people might question the capabilities, we are very confident that we have made billion scale applications. And when India makes we have made UPI, we have made Aadhaar, you know, we are aware of the responsibility, we are aware of the scalability, we are aware of the speed. So applications will not come in the way. As far as the numbers are concerned, you are free to make your assessment. And my sense is that we are going to have a huge scale up very soon.
Okay. You're saying soon, and you've also said that this is not your decision to take, this is an executive decision. But let me ask you this question again, and I'm trying my luck, you know, asking you a question in different ways, Dr. Sharma. So the health minister is saying that frontline workers must get their dose by the 6th. If Dr. Sharma is told by Dr. Harshvardhan or someone in the government, get your app ready, we are starting tomorrow, will you have the confidence to tell the government, go for it?
Absolutely. There's no, you know, I'm absolutely ready. Let me tell you, we have made these applications. We are doing the in-house testing, but if we are told to deploy it tomorrow, we will do that. That's not a problem at all. With regard to the numbers, I was just saying that my personal opinion is that we are going to have a scale up very soon. I'm not giving you the exact numbers and the exact date from those, from where those things will start. But if we are told tomorrow, sure enough, we are ready.
All right. Dr. Sharma, many thanks for joining us.